Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is the Monday edition. The live from Milwaukee, it's Wilde and Tausch. Well, at least one of us edition. I walked into the One Call That's All studios and immediately we're talking Jordan Love contract edition. And the scheduled to appear, Christian Yelich, what are you doing here edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Milwaukee, not in Green Bay, in the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight ESPN Madison studios, the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and I think from his undisclosed location, I just see our logo at the moment. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. I've missed him. I feel like it's been a while since we've done this program. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What are you doing in Milwaukee, man?
What are you doing here? What am I doing here? So at 11:30... Brewers all-star Christian Yelich is not only scheduled to appear, he's scheduled to appear in this studio with me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Kind of a big deal. So I trucked down here. Oh, you're in the Everlight Solar Studio, too? Look at this.
What do you mean, too?
Well, Jesse's there.
Oh.
Sometimes you're at an undisclosed location,
oh, yeah.
But today... You look like you're there, and then you're going golfing.
Is Christian? No, I'm not golfing. Is Christian Yelich totally redeemed himself?
So I was thinking about questions on my drive down here.
Okay.
And I think the one that I am most interested in, because I think it's applicable to young athletes, it's applicable to over-the-hill middle-aged guys like me, is... You faced incredible adversity. You overcame it. Now you're an all-star again. What was it like when you were going through it? How does it feel to be on the other side of it? And what did you learn that you can share with everyone else on how to get through that?
Incredible seems strong. Did Yelich really have incredible adversity?
Dude, he was an MVP,
yeah.
And then he really, really, really struggled.
Yeah, he had adversity. No question. Incredible seems strong to me.
Well,
like, adversity. I think a flood wiped your house out.
Yeah, that's tragedy more than adversity. But
if you die,
you're right.
It's tragedy. I get your point. Yeah.
My question is, how many players across Wisconsin sports in general have had the success that he had the struggles he had, and then had the same level of success again, like he's having now? Like Favre had some down seasons, but I don't know if they ever got quite that far down.
No, there was never a time people were saying we can't pay Favre, get rid of him.
Yeah,
that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Really, from the time Yelich signed the deal, we all thought, what a good deal for the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And then things went south. Injury-wise, he had the back, and then he busted his leg up, and, you know.
Yeah.
And then it was, well, he could never trade his deal, and, he, you know, all this other stuff. And then this year, he's back to being Yelly. So I'm curious if Brewers fans are really, obviously right now you're content and happy, but if you could go back, would you not do that deal with Christian Yelich? And I think most of us would say we still would, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially
Jesse,
with what he's
Brewers
doing now.
Guy.
Yeah, he's been totally worth it. Like,
even though his first 3 years of it weren't.
Well, 2018 was.
But that wasn't when they got signed him to the big deal.
True.
The big deal was over COVID, but 2020, I think.
Totally worth it to me, yes.
But if he was still middling around 240 with 8 to 10 homers,
mm-hmm.
So this 1 year has trumped everything else, even though he signed, I think, a 10-year deal, right?
I will have Josh DiMaggio fact check that because I know Jesse's busy. Look, I'm not saying that he's fully back to MVP level Yelich, and I don't view myself as a Brewers expert enough to be able to speak to what has changed and how he's gotten back to where he is. I'm just happy for him. He seems like, I was talking to Steve Scafidi from WTMJ upstairs when I was milling about the avenue here, and he's another one of those guys that he's just a good dude that you want to see succeed, you know, and that's what he's doing now. And we look forward to talking to him and Omar, who I mentioned this to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy because I sat in with them. You can listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every weekday, 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. I don't know how to pronounce Omar's last name, and I don't know anybody who's ever called. He's like Prince. Like, nobody calls Omar anything other than Omar,
no,
right?
No, he's Omar.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, yep. And do you have your own knife at Carnivore?
I do.
Chewy doesn't, and I think he's a little bit jealous, frankly.
He should be. Anybody that goes there, when you sit down and you're bringing someone to Carnivore and you get the knife and they just get like a random knife, you feel like you're a boss.
Well, you are kind of a big deal. Speaking of feeling like a boss, how was your extended weekend? Did you do anything where you were treated like kind of a big deal?
No,
because I have to tell you, being in Madison, and the girls were asking if we were going to do anything where we could be with you, because I think the last time we did an actual thing with you was for the fireworks, the shake, the lake, or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
and we got to go into like a VIP section.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't get that kind of treatment when they're with their dad.
Yeah, we had a really nice weekend, and I think this is the problem I have with Jesse. I send stuff over because I find it intriguing. I don't endorse or say this is my idea. Okay? So, July 4th fell on a Thursday. Perfect fall of the 4th of July.
Couldn't agree
Perfect.
More.
Perfect. Because most people, I know some people worked on the 5th. GKB gave our teammates the day off. It was great.
Yeah.
And then you find a 4-day weekend. So it was fantastic. You know, cookouts and, you know, played some golf and what, you know, just had a really nice, relaxing weekend.
Uh-huh.
Back at it today, feeling refreshed and good. Well, I send this thing up because basically I agree it's the perfect time. But then someone sent out, well, we should make the 4th of July on a Thursday like Thanksgiving every year. And in theory,
what?
I love the concept, but it's the 4th of July. It's not the Thursday of July, the first Thursday of July. So I do that, and then I don't have a show sheet because I'm locked out of my email for whatever reason because our...
What?
Yeah, I don't have any access to my email right
now.
They
had everyone reset their password company-wide a week ago.
No, I did it 2 weeks ago, but now this morning I went and they thought it was...
company-wide last week.
I don't have trivia. You guys are going to have to tell me when my lives come up. So I don't know. But I do know Jesse's like, oh, yeah, I put on there the beginning of the show sheet's going to be your idea on the 4th of July. I said, bro, it's not my idea. I understand the 4th of July is the 4th of July. I'm not interested in moving it to random Thursdays. That's not what my theory was. All I'm saying is this was one of those years you better enjoy it because you get to maximize your holiday in the best way that you could. And that went from, what's your idea? This idea? No, that's not where I'm at. So I just want to make sure, Jesse, you understand that's not my stance. I thought you actually thought that that was the stance.
Jesse, is that your issue?
You sent us in our group text a video saying the 4th of July should be just like Thanksgiving on a Thursday every single year.
I sent that. Someone else said that. Yes, I agree.
When is the last time that you sent us something like that without any commentary on it and you weren't endorsing the idea?
A bunch of times. Big tech. There's all kinds of stuff I send you guys that I don't endorse. I do it because it's interesting. I found this interesting. I think most people would love this to be the case. But the problem is it's not called the first July or first Thursday in July. It's called the 4th of July because of the historical significance. And that's why it will never happen. And it shouldn't. My point was enjoy this because this is the perfect 4th of July.
And then I commented back to you in the text, and all you sent back was the thinking person emoji.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to interpret that to mean then?
It's something to think about. It's not, boy, old T loves this, let's do it. It's, this will be something that could be interesting to talk about. And it turns out somehow we turned it into not something that's interesting
to
talk about.
Well, so here's what's interesting. And I was actually, it's funny that you bring this up. Because my buddy David Fleming, who you wrote for ESPN the magazine, has a book out, and it's about how the day that we should celebrate our independence from Great Britain is actually May 20th, and all these different aspects to the separation from England and the Revolutionary War that we have not focused on. And so maybe your first Thursday in July idea, it doesn't have to be the 4th of July. Independence Day doesn't have to be that because it was actually on May 20th in Charlotte, North Carolina, by the way, that the first claim of independence from England was written. It was a different document, I believe. So if you want to make if you want to make this like Thanksgiving, I'm sure the NFL will now figure out a way to play a game on Friday of July because they want to make the money off of those windows. But maybe we can change it. You're the first one to start it.
No.
You and Dave.
I don't want to. No. I want to keep it 4th of July. Just for the record.
Okay.
I like where it's at. I like the whole concept of it. I don't know why Jesse is trying to pigeonhole me here. I'm not doing it. I like the 4th, and if it falls on a Saturday, so be it.
So in fairness to Jesse, I would just say this. I was not going to bring this up, so you weren't going to be pigeonholed publicly by him. Instead, you just vented your frustration about him, which led to the conversation, just to be clear.
Now, what I will say and what I thought of
here we go
is there's so many fireworks that get thrown off over this week. And I said you have from the 28th of June till the 4th, and then that night, that's it. It probably went through the weekend, and so last night should have been it. If you did fireworks last night. But why, and I got a bunch of response on this, the fact that we don't do this in that crystal clear air in the Arctic, when it gets Arctic-y.
I saw this tweet over
in
the weekend.
December, and it shortens, the day is shorter, so you can actually light them off at 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Maybe around the time we do daylight savings or a little bit later, the shortest day of the year, the equinox or solstice, whatever it's called, I think that's what we should be doing, a big old fireworks show for the shortest day of the year for everybody that wants to do their fireworks at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. Big fireworks show in December. It's around Christmas time. Don't do it on Christmas. And people tell, oh, they do it on New Year's. Some people, nobody gets together and says, let's do a fireworks show on New Year's. Nobody does. There are fireworks that go off at Disney and other places. But I want the solstice, and this, Jesse, I do endorse. Fireworks show, solstice, especially in the Arctic area, in the Great Lakes areas. I want a December 21st fireworks show every year. I want it done throughout this great country, and I want it done this coming year. Why is that a bad idea?
It's not at all a bad idea. I saw you tweeted this out. You got 109 responses. So there were lots of folks that responded to quite a few more than your Euro 2024 take, which doesn't appear to have garnered the same level of engagement with your decreasing number of players on the field idea, which I'm sure we'll get to, unless you don't want to.
No, it's a good idea.
We'll get to that coming up. But I thought this was a great idea. And the biggest thing, it's dark earlier. So yes. I love the fact that you could do it earlier, and then you still have the rest of your evening.
Plus,
as opposed to
you're
waiting
not going
to
have the
darkness.
Same fire dangers, more than likely, if there's snow on the ground. And you know, there's it just makes
so
much sense.
All right, but like, not everyone is snow-covered in the winter. So if you wanted to make this kind of a national thing for the winter solstice, there would still be fire risks in more temperate locations, right?
Yeah.
Like, just not in Wisconsin, sure. Which is where we live. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. This was a good idea. Jesse, is this on the rundown somewhere? I'm assuming that Tosh didn't read it. So.
Well, I don't have this one, but he doesn't have the rundown, so he doesn't know.
I don't have access. I asked Jesse early. I got in here at 8:15 today, ready to work.
You did not.
8:20.
I saw you walking in from the parking garage as I was parking.
Well, anyways, I don't have a show sheet. I don't, a couple things. But
couple
it's because
mud.
Of that long 4th of July break. I understand. It's tricky. I get it. We'll get our stuff in order. I hope you got your dad joke ready, because I don't have one.
I do not have
a dad joke ready. What I do have ready is that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is ready to roll. I'm not going to ask this. This is a different dad joke, though. No, it's not. All right, Jason, you got your dad joke ready?
Sure.
All right.
Nailed it.
Go ahead. What do you got?
You know the reason that dads do dad jokes?
Shake and bake? Shade and bake. I don't know.
Did you ever get any feedback from...
Yeah, it sucked.
Wait, no.
That's the feedback I got. Hey, your joke sucked. Get a better one. That's why we're farming it out and having other people do it.
I threw a ball for my dog.
Okay.
Over the top, even for a dog dad, but he looked so good in his tux. A ball, not the throwing the ball.
Wow.
Throwing the ball where he was dressed
that
up.
That is worse than shade bake.
That's what I was trying to do.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Our dad jokes suck, but this deal doesn't. My mind is on windows, thank God, because those dad jokes were brutal. Because Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, and thank God, no more of those bad dad jokes. Leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. Offer ends the end of July. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
I wanted to do a dog dad joke because I want to keep the pressure on you to get a dog, and that did not help my cause. How about this one? What did the sushi say to the bee?
I don't know. What?
Wasabi.
See, now that's good. That one saved.
I forced the dog one.
I will admit the wasabi one because that one I'd like to actually play in our recorded commercials. That's a better
right.
one.
All right. So we need to record that
yes.
At some point.
Yeah,
all right. I will save that one.
I'll get Riley in here to do it.
Okay. I did. I just let me check my other.
Just wait. Did Riley not record it, or was that you that didn't record it?
No, I didn't record it. We had Riley help you back out on Wednesday when I had the day off.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have some other good dad.
Wasabi. Well,
I shouldn't say other good dad dog jokes because the first one wasn't good. So I will work on those during the break. I do want to talk about the timeline for Jordan Love's contract. I mentioned...
Oh, just wait. What changed? I'm so worn out by this Jordan Love contract. And all of a sudden,
I remain fatigued by the subject. But I do think that this week is a good time. Instead of the other times when we were talking about it so much, I think today is a good day to refresh our thoughts on it. And then not talk about it again. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. Stick around. You'll find out on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I've got a few more dog dad jokes. Do you want them or not?
No, save them.
Okay. Can I do one?
Let them do one.
Yeah, well, yes, Jason, go ahead.
Throw
what
him
kind
a bone.
Of
something to do?
Good one, Jesse.
It's something to do with a ball again. Let's pass on that one.
What kind of dog likes having a bath every day?
Hot.
A shampoodle.
Woof. It's better than the first one. Whatever that first one you did was the worst I've ever seen.
It was the first one on the list of dog
yeah,
dad
Shade
jokes.
And Bake,
was,
Shade and Bake was 100 times better than that one.
Yeah, and that's 100 is a lot. And
that's my point.
I don't know if it was quite that bad. All right, so I did not get to see you during my time in Madison. You were busy going to various cookouts and coming up with good ideas for winter fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
I did get to see Wisconsin volleyball up close, and obviously we're extremely excited to be the radio home of Wisconsin volleyball. But man, it is, you know, you've got one of each. You've got a son and a daughter, and as a girl dad of two girls, and seeing the impact that that team has on excitement and passion and I mean, it was really, really neat to see it up close. So Sydney was in their camp for 2 days, and it was really fun. I am confused by one thing, though, because it had been a while since I'd been to the field house. Did they, like, power wash it? Because the facade, the outside looks really, really nice. Have you, am I just, like 5 years too late?
Yeah, it's been renovated for like 3 or 4 years. They put a great little balcony up on the top that you can watch football games from too. It's got like an in-out access to it. They cleaned up all of the outside and they made more seating available because in the old days you couldn't go up to the rafters. So yes, they put a bunch of money and time into it so that more people could come and enjoy what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was really cool. And so I got to talk to Sarah Franklin for a little while, who is the Jordan Love or Christian Yelich of Wisconsin volleyball. And what a down-to-earth person she is. I really enjoyed that conversation. So we're excited to have those games on our air.
So you're putting Christian Yelich in the same category as Sarah Franklin, I think might be strong.
He's not as good as Sarah Franklin is?
Sarah Franklin's
She's the best player in the country.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting Yelly in there with him.
I mean, Aaron Judge doesn't play for the Brewers, and I don't know, or Mike Trout or whoever. Again, I'm not a baseball guy, but from a Wisconsin sports perspective, is he not the Brewers' biggest star now?
I mean, he's right there, yeah.
He is, okay. But Giannis would be the direct Sarah Franklin comp.
For sure.
Okay.
Like star player recognized yes. nationally as mm-hmm. one of the best of the best.
And she's in a walking boot, so the parallel is even better, given the time he missed in the playoffs. But he's back and winning with Greece.
You
and
just
getting
can't
his...
help yourself, can you?
What?
You love throw. You can't go through and not throw a dig. You love throwing digs.
That's not... Wait a minute. No. That's not a dig at all.
It's not a spike.
It's for all the people that think that they need to renovate the entire team.
You're setting yourself up for a lot of criticism.
I am pointing out that their best player was injured during the playoffs for all the people that want to burn it down.
Did you not get... I just gave three great puns, volleyball-related puns, and I got nothing from either of you?
Setting yourself up for a lot of criticism. I heard that one.
Good dig.
But I thought... Yeah.
You're giving a lot of digs.
Oh, yeah.
You're killing it, Tausch.
Thanks.
You're quite the libero. That didn't work. Okay. So, Tausch. Jesse, that doesn't help. The bad dog joke totally deserved the foghorn. What was that buzzing noise? Is that every time I touch my microphone, it buzzes?
Is that you?
What is that? I just belong in my basement.
That's what we're learning. That's what we're starting to figure that out.
I've got there's 8 screens here. I can't actually see Josh because of the reflection in the glass. I am completely out of sorts. So here's the deal. We've got other things we want to get to, including the Jordan Love contract conversation that I didn't really want to have anyway, but I want to get to it today.
All right. Well, let me get my 1 minute of World Cup soccer in, or whatever they're calling this, Copacabana Cup. And somebody explained to me why every game goes to penalty kicks. Almost every game. I think over the weekend, we were at a thing Saturday night, and Brazil was playing somebody. Brazil is supposed to be the best team in the world. You play 90 minutes. Again, I'm not going to go down the clock thing. Nobody's given me a good argument. They need to start doing it. I think they will. Whatever. But every other sport, you try and figure out a way to get the game done without doing some gimmicky stuff. NHL doesn't do shootouts when it comes to the playoffs. This is playoffs. Copacabana Cup is playoffs. UEFA, whatever, UEFA World Cup or whatever they're calling it, playoffs. Why not go? There's 10 people, and this is where I am not a soccer expert by any stretch, but is there 10 people on the field at each time? Is that right, Jason? Your kids play soccer.
10 plus the goalkeeper.
Is it 9 plus the goalkeeper or 10? So there's 11 people.
No, 11.
So after the first, go play the full thing out. Start your extra time. And then after 5 minutes, go 9-on-9. After another 5 minutes, go 8-on-8. After another 5 minutes, go 7-on-7, and you let it ride out from
there. Are we shrinking the field too?
No. Play it out. Give them space. Let them go make hay. Have some subs. Be available. Get ready to go. If you do that, somebody's going to score and win and not sit there and say, well, let's go 4-on-5 on penalty kicks and win. There. I have just solved 2 major issues in the soccer game. Oh, penalty kicks are exciting. Yeah, when they miss. Otherwise, it's easy. That should be a last resort. If you go 20 minutes, 7-on-7, nobody scores, all right, cool. Then we'll do penalty kicks. But start doing something different. Don't just keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
So, I love you fixing things. That's part of your charm. My question would be, does having fewer players on a large field, does that increase the likelihood of goals being scored?
Yes.
Because there's more space and fewer people to fill it?
Correct.
I'd be curious.
Hockey does this, Jason. They go 4-on-4, 3-on-3. Goals happen very quickly when you do 3-on-3. Very quickly. A lot of excitement.
And they do this to avoid shootouts, which are not effective ways to determine a winner, much like
in my opinion,
say that penalty kicks aren't.
Yes.
All right. And you would change the subbing rules? Because I feel like in that, once you get subbed out, you're done. So you would be able to return then?
No, you're done. There's only 5-10 minutes left in the game. But then you have to start piecing together, well, if it does go to PKs, who's going to be? Because you have to be out on the field to do. Maybe you say you don't have to be on the field to do PKs at the end. Anyone on their roster can do PKs. I'm fine with that.
How much soccer did you watch that this idea formulated? Because at least I could follow the thought process on fireworks.
I have a couple of things from Hatch, who used to be a really good contributor to the show.
Yeah, he's slacking.
He gave us the Tom Hanks, then he took 4 years off. He became a big dog, and he golfs more than anybody I know now. But I saw him after our match watching. Somebody was doing it was Portugal and
somebody.
I don't know who
France,
Portugal
I think.
Played. Whatever. And no, it was España won in a great match. That was the game. And I'm sitting there why are they? Because he is a soccer expert. Just ask him. And he's telling me all this stuff. And I bring these points up, and he said, well, the soccer purists won't like it. And I'm like, well, at some point, you have to do something different. You can't just keep doing it. So I ended up watching overtimes of 2 games, which is more than I ever thought I would.
It's a lot of soccer.
More than
you.
I wanted. But in fairness, my niece is the captain of her high school team. She loves soccer, so we watch some with her. She didn't really care for my idea that much. I don't know why, but that's kind of where we've landed.
She's a purist.
I'm guessing that she's not the only one in the soccer realm that feels that way.
Well, is penalty kicks really that fun to watch? Is it?
It's pretty intense, right?
It is intense, and I have no problem with that being your last resort. None. But you can't. Let's do something different to give you more opportunities. You have these big events that people get excited about, man. People love this stuff. I don't, but some people do. So now I'm coming in with an actual open mind about what I see from a sports standpoint and say, this would make it better.
You're just trying to help.
I want to make it more
exciting.
You're a giver. And not just line up and, I mean, in all honesty, most people are going to be able to score a goal if you just leave open the net. And half the net's going to be wide open when you're doing PKs.
Right, because the keeper has to guess.
It's a big deal.
Basically.
It is a monster net. An average soccer player should be able to put a goal in. An average player. Is that really testing your talents? I don't think so. That's my soccer 2 minutes.
Felt a lot longer. You're
a soccer dad, and you're not bringing anything to this conversation. I thought you'd have an opinion.
So I do.
What is
but
it?
Here's my... Did I understand the dog joke was bad, okay? I understand that. That's on me. But I feel like things took a turn after that. Like, I really let you down, and you've been mad at me ever since.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm just so out of sorts. I still can't figure out if Josh is even looking at me or not in there.
Well, summer is here, but before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years, repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
So I have access to the text line in Milwaukee. In front of me, thing to distract me.
That's not a good thing.
I really think it's good for Jason just to stay in his house.
So I'm gonna talk to Josh. I want to just get the video of you. That's all I want on these screens. That's all I want. I don't want to be distracted because the text line, Tausch, stay in your lane.
Yeah,
Tausch
I get
needs
it.
To stop talking about things he doesn't understand.
Whoa. I'm not breaking down Ronaldo's play or anything else. I'm breaking down
Ronaldo.
A game. The sport. I'm breaking down what could happen, and I'm not saying it should. I'm telling you, tell me why not. Don't tell me stay in a lane and do this. I am staying in my lane. I'm not veering over and telling you, but I just want why not this? Why not? The fact that we can't be skeptical of things anymore is a big problem. I want skepticism, and I want it on all accounts. When I have a football take, I love it when people are skeptical. I want to get better at it. I want to say, well, that's an interesting point. I don't want soccer people to say, you're an idiot, stupid American, don't bring this up. No. Why is bringing 9 guys to 9-on-9 and 8-on-8? Why is that a bad idea? Don't just say, you're an idiot, you don't know anything about soccer. Hey, guilty as charged. I don't. But I do know this would make it better. Tell me why I'm not.
Tausch's next challenge, try to score from the spot, that is where they kick the penalty kicks from, against a high school goalkeeper. Do you think you would score? What percentage would you score?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
It's not fair for me as a 47-year-old dude.
With a bad knee.
Now, if you're asking me in my prime, I'm scoring a bunch. Okay? A bunch. Now, I don't know if I'm scoring against the elitist of elite goaltenders, like the dude from England. But I guarantee you one thing, 10 kicks, I'm not getting the collar. I promise you that.
Okay.
And if a 48-year-old washed-up dude can do something that the elite of elites can't, that's a problem. Just like if I'd say Jesse Nelson go up and play right tackle for the Packers. If that's the case, your team stinks. No offense, Jesse.
I could play second base for one inning for the Mallards, though.
Yeah.
Or so you've said. As long as the ball doesn't hit the second base...
We would get by just fine.
All right. We need to get focused.
How many goals do you think you could score against England's goaltender right now? in a shootout.
Me?
10 shots. How many are you making?
Me?
Yes.
If he guesses wrong.
Well, he's going to guess wrong. He's not going to go 10 for 10 guessing.
Correct. If he guesses wrong on half of them. So, okay, so I kick it to the opposite side that he guesses 5 times. I maybe get 2.
Okay, I think that's probably a fair number.
But your point, as much as I would love for you to continue to be bashed on this text line that I don't want to watch, is a good one. The fact that Joe Average Athlete can score if the goalkeeper guesses wrong is part of the drawback to penalty kicks. Because there is an element of randomness as a result.
Yes.
That part I agree with you. I would not tell you to stay in your lane. Although if you did stay in your lane, I know it would be paved by Johnson & Sons Paving. All right. I would like to get back on track if I could. We'll save the Jordan Love contract talk for the top of the 10 o'clock hour. We've got trivia coming up. But I did have one other question that came from Tausch's weekend. I'm probably not going to get to it because we're being inundated with text messages about winter fireworks and soccer.
Yeah, I think what I'd love to see happen is the Madison Forward play a winter
forward
game. Forward Madison plays a winter game against a UW team or someone, and then they do a monster fireworks show over there after. How
and
fun
train
would that be?
Plays a contest.
You want them to play soccer in the middle of the winter,
yes,
where it gets dark at 4:30,
yep,
and then
lights.
Have a post-game fireworks.
Hey, we got ice. They got lights. Do that. Have the fireworks show. And if it goes to overtime, reduce the players one by one until somebody scores. This could be the Tausch Cup.
Oh, sure.
The Tausch Cup.
The
and then
Tausch
we have a big
Cup.
Old fireworks show afterwards.
Tausch Cup.
Connor. I know Connor over at the Mallards and everybody over. I have an idea. Let's get this done. And then we play Creed. Have a Creed show afterwards. A concert series over at Bree Stevens after the game. How fun.
Can you take me higher? All right. We will discuss the Tausch Cup and the fireworks that will follow the championship next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The good news is that on the text line, the criticism of Tausch's soccer idea has ceased here in Milwaukee. 800-990-3776 is that number. And I'm getting more dad jokes for you instead. Does that appeal to you?
Yeah, I don't mind. I actually want criticism on this because I want to learn. And I want things to get better. I don't think a 0-0 game and then Brazil loses because they get one shot blocked is what soccer. I don't think that's in soccer's best interest.
So I hate to interrupt you,
mm-hmm,
but I am sitting in my chair, and yet on the video stream, I'm the invisible man now. It's an empty chair. I've been made to disappear, which I know you wanted to send me back to my basement. But am I the only one that's seeing this?
It is very empty.
But I'm sitting here.
Did you move chairs?
No. I'm in the exact same spot I was.
Oh, there you are.
Dude, that's freaky.
Am I just going to appear now?
Yeah, you're there now.
That's freaky.
That's amazing. Jesse, what do you have in terms of text before we play some trivia on Tausch's ideas, whether they're praise or criticism, both of winter fireworks and of the brilliant idea to improve soccer overtimes.
Matt Coonan, is he in the running for the Wildy and Tausch Hall of Fame?
He certainly should be.
He's certainly a semifinalist, but his contributions, not to the degree of Hatch, but they have been less consistent than they once were.
He's probably got a job. I know he's got a couple kids, so I kind of understand.
I'm just saying, some people north of the border appear to devote much of their day and have joined.
Clinkster's looking like a lock. Sounds like the committee's kind of locked in on Clinkster.
And have begun an analytics firm at your behest. So what do we got on the text line?
Matt Coonan says penalty kicks are like baseball going to extra innings, and they have a soft toss home run derby where a hit out of the infield is a home run. Trying to improve this should not be scoffed
totally
at.
Totally agree with Matty Coonan.
Of course. Well, of Hall course of you do. You're the one trying to improve it. But he's right. I don't think it's in any way unreasonable for you to want to improve it, because I think there are drawbacks to the way it is currently designed. Now, I don't know about the logistics of changing the number of players and how to do that and how frequently to do that. I'm just saying that when there is more of an element of randomness to whether or not your penalty kick is successful based on the goalkeeper has to guess which way you're going. There's not enough time, I don't think, maybe goalkeepers that listen to the show can refute this. There is not enough reaction time for you to wait to see where the ball is going and react and save it.
But by the way, I've gotten more intrigued. Like, I know people watch that Premier League and Ted Lasso and all that stuff. I got no interest in that. None. This stuff, like
show.
The Copacabana Cup and this UEFA. Now, why they don't play each other? Whoever wins Copacabana and UEFA, they're lining it up perfectly. They're both in the semis. Why not have whoever wins play each other? Like, what are we doing here?
Why can't we just celebrate that they won half the world championship?
Yeah, just stop the AFC-NFC championship game. Say, yep, that's it.
We're well, do you not celebrate winning an NFC championship?
You do, but in for 2 weeks it's over. You got to go play and try to win a big chip. So I don't get that. Like, why not?
But then the World Cup once every 4 years would become more moot.
It's still, no, the World Cup's still its own entity. Still its own entity.
I'm more concerned. Do you think that calling Copa America,
but I'm intrigued by this
Copacabana
and everything else because
undercuts
they
your
have it in
legitimacy.
It definitely does.
What?
Calling it the Copacabana instead of Copa America, like the actual name of the tournament.
You knew what I was talking about. It's a fun deal that I think everybody, it's an event and there's not a ton of sports going on. So even old me, Johnny No Soccer, it's fine. It's like, oh, it's kind of intriguing. It's something. Okay, it's fun. So now, let's say Argentina wins and France wins. Great. Hey, I'm a Copa champ. I'm a UEFA champ. Why don't we meet in Poland or wherever? I don't even care where. I don't care where you play. Australia. Go somewhere else and go play and have that. That wouldn't be fun. Pay all the players a bunch of money. Hey, let's do it. Fox or ESPN, somebody grab it. You could call it the Copa UEFA Championship.
The How UEFA fun is Cabana that? Championship.
Or better yet, they wait until December 21st and they play the Solstice Cup and then have fireworks afterwards.
That's not. I'm not asking for them to do that here. I'm not. I get it. But come on.
920 on the text line. Tausch, let's change college football to spot of the foul instead of 15 yards on pass interference.
Yeah.
And Tausch, on another note, I don't play keeper, and you couldn't get a ball past me, LOL.
I don't care if this person is Ronaldo. I'm going to get one out of 10 past you, okay?
All right, Ronaldo, I don't know
who 920 on text line. I'm not familiar with that name. I'm getting a goal past you, 920 text, like I am. Not going to say I'm going to go 8 for 10, but 1 for 10? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll just go 5. I'll get 1 out of 5.
Let's hope our trivia contestant gets 3 out of 3. Jesse, you put together the sports weekend
recap. Jesse, you think you'd get 1 out of 5 against 920, right? In a same exact scenario?
No, I'm not good at soccer at all.
You'd go 0 for 5.
I would say I would not be able to. That is,
I think, Jason, know my he's doing this because he knows I'm going to force him to do it if
no,
he says yes. That's
no,
why he's doing
no.
Well,
you're
we'll
not
hold
humble
the
about anything.
Kicks at Locke LaBelle.
You are not humble about anything, and now all of a sudden you're going to be humble?
No, I know I know my strengths, and I know my game. I have never played organized soccer.
I can play second base for the Mallards, but I can't kick a ball into the goal.
I know my game. I've never played soccer at any organized level of any kind other than third and fourth grade recess, and I wasn't very good at it then. I could not score a goal on anybody who plays soccer in any kind of penalty kick type
situation. I would like
situation.
To pull this. It's not going to do great numbers because it's soccer. I get it. But if you're 50 age, if you're younger than 50, could you score one out of five goals against in a penalty kick scenario? I think everybody's going to say yes.
Hey, when is that 300 game thing happening, by the way?
When you golf.
Okay. Fair enough.
Rumor is we're looking at the fall.
That's shocking.
We ran into a couple of scheduling snafus in May. We're looking at the fall. In motion.
Maybe we should do the Solstice Cup, and then we can all go outside the bowling alley and watch the fireworks. Brought to you by Quick Trip. All right. We need to play trivia. I don't know how much soccer is in the trivia. I don't know how much Brewers there is, but we're going to play trivia. Caller 9 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 9 right now for trivia. Among the things that I learned during my time at the UW Fieldhouse and while Sydney was taking part in the UW volleyball camp, there is a Quick Trip by Camp Randall that doesn't have a gas station. It's just a Quick Trip store.
Wow.
I got smoothies. I got fresh fruits. It was beautiful. Tausch.
And in the summer, there is nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. And while I'm on the road, or if you're down at a volleyball camp at the University of Wisconsin, get an ice cold refreshing drink like an ice cold Coke. And this summer, just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter in weekly winner drawings where Quick Trip giving away a total of $500K this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 apiece, and one final week winner gets $250,000.
Wow.
500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. Jesse, did you just play it? You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details. And today, the app basically threw this in my face and said, you got to get you, I normally have the black cup, right? That's usually what I have. I guess it's a brown or black cup.
Solstice cup.
From Quick Trip. Today I went Karuba Gold. Karuba Gold was they're basically giving it away over at Quick Trip, like $1.99 for one of these bad boys.
Wow. How's it taste? Is it delicious?
Yummy. Very yummy.
Okay.
I just played.
Did you win?
One entry.
Nice.
I can't wait for our winter fireworks brought to you by Quick Trip. We will play trivia. Caller 9, 844-770-3776. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Justin in Cudahy. Hey, Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are great. What do you think of Tausch's soccer idea and his winter fireworks?
Not a big soccer guy. Winter fireworks, I'm on board with.
Yeah.
Okay, one out of two ain't bad.
Not at all. Actually, I like it. All right, time for the Sports Weekend Recap Trivia. Tausch has question one.
NASCAR held a race through the streets of which major U.S. city on Sunday? Is it Chicago, Philadelphia, or Rosendale?
That would be Chicago.
Jesse, that was really clever. I the Rosendale answer, top notch. Top notch.
I drove through Rosendale at the speed limit yesterday. Had a good time.
Otherwise, you would have been cited.
How did the meat raffle go?
Yeah, we didn't make it. Sun was
out. Too nice out.
A lot of croquet this weekend. A lot of croquet.
And Penelope. yes, we'll get to that. I'm sure we'll get to that sometime when we reschedule Wonelli so it can fit around Christian Yelich, who again is scheduled to appear at 11:30 on this program. So make sure you are listening for that. Question two, Justin, is this: Giannis Antetokounmpo led Greece to a win over Slovenia on Sunday, securing the Greek Freak's first berth in the Olympics. Which NBA star played for Slovenia? Was it Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, or Kristaps Porzingis?
Oh, boy. I'm just going to go with Luka on this one.
You'd be very smart to do that. Well
That's
done.
A good start.
Two for
perfect
two.
Week. Justin.
Why you got to do that? Why you got to do that?
All right, Justin. The Milwaukee Brewers are one of three MLB teams that has not lost four straight games this season. Which of these is not one of the other teams? So you figure that
this
out. There's
convoluted.
Not enough.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's, no, it
You're
is.
You're psyching,
it's really
out, psyching
stupid.
Out,
no,
Justin,
it's
by
dumb.
Making it sound
it's really
harder
dumb.
Than it
we
is.
We all know it's dumb. And Justin, if you get it wrong, you can just say it's a dumb
three
question.
Three teams
agree.
Have not lost four games. The Brewers are one. Which of these is not one of the other two?
I know. I read the question. I understand.
It's not that hard.
All right, we'll see. Is it Cleveland, Seattle, or Philadelphia?
Well, I know Seattle's winning the division, but they're not very much above 500, so I'm sure they lost four or more. Philly's doing pretty well, and who was the other one?
Cleveland.
The Guardians.
Cleveland. I'm going to go Cleveland.
I like the reasoning on air. I appreciate you getting your train of thought to us, but it wasn't right. It's because the question was stupid. What's not the not? Like a double negative quadruple.
Yeah.
What is that? Does it mean yes or no?
Don't love it. Don't love it. The Seattle Mariners, of those three teams, are the only one that has not lost four straight games yet this season. So
no, that's incorrect information.
Well, then what does that mean? Then that proves how jacked up this question
no,
was.
No.
Jesse,
the Milwaukee Brewers, the Cleveland Guardians, and the Philadelphia Phillies have not lost four games in a row this year. The Seattle Mariners have lost
was backwards.
Four in a row this
no,
year.
No, the question is really... Justin, right. the question
so Justin,
is really stupid.
You and I
no,
are...
You guys psyched him out. I told you.
No.
I told you.
Jesse, I just
totally
got it
told
wrong.
You.
I just got it wrong, and I have the right answer in front of me.
I don't even know what the question was. Is the team lost four or they didn't lose four?
Which of these teams has not played four games all season? All right, Justin, I apologize on Jesse's behalf. Jesse, we're telling you as constructive criticism that the structure
Jesse
of the question...
Jesse had a long weekend. It's understandable.
This is meat raffles, croquet, and
when we've
bocce.
When we've got a problem with the boat up north, everybody goes into panic mode. That's you guys when we see a knot in the trivia question.
No,
all you got to do is
convoluted.
Take a second, breathe, and think about
well,
it.
Your boat sank, and so did that question. That's what happened. Maybe we need a little more urgency. Maybe somebody should get out there and fix that boat.
Justin, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate you enduring the third question and being loyal to the show, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Okay, we're off to a good start.
We are. All right. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Tausch was also talking some Packers, or at least sending us tweets about the Packers over the weekend. Whether or not he meant that to be show fodder, he and Jesse will have to discuss that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, which starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.